Birthday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Right, people thinking maybe it's coming up to the time to go on a little holiday. What's popular? What's happening, Joe Supple?
Declan, well, the most popular place still for people is Spain, still the number one destination for Irish tourists to go to. I suppose people are just familiar with it, you know, flying to Malaga, off you go, down the Costa del Sol, whether you want to go to, you know, one of the resorts or things like that. It's hugely popular with the Irish. Of course, Portugal is there as well, always a huge destination. But, you know, we're coming into the summertime now. Again, temperatures are getting hotter, so you really need to look and see exactly what you're looking for. And that's where I would recommend sort of talking to maybe a travel agent that might be able to advise you in relation to, you know, the time of the year you're going, what you're looking for, do you want water parks, things like that. It's all about doing your research and having a look and seeing. Prices are quite expensive now. I'm looking at the flights and, you know, they're jacking up there because obviously there's a huge demand for flights this summer for people. So if you haven't booked anything at this stage, my advice would be to go ahead and get something booked for yourselves. Another place I love as well is Antalya in Turkey. There'll be direct flights down there through the summertime. Very different destination. Nice sort of breeze on the beach. So even if you have those high temperatures, you know, into the 30s, there's a beautiful, cool breeze because you know yourself, Declan, the Spanish run during the summertime because they like last year, the temperatures got up to nearly 40 degrees, which is stifling hot. It's not, you're not going to enjoy that sort of, you know, it's not going to be comfortable lying on the beach and stuff like that. So that's another recommendation. The Greek islands is a really hot destination and it's great. Can be expensive enough. Mykonos has become hugely popular.
Is that right? Yeah,
very much so. But again, you know, try to getting there, there is direct flights down there, but also you can fly into Athens and then maybe get one of the ferries. I remember doing it about 30 years ago, maybe even 32 years ago, showing my age now, and it was the most horrendous experience of my life. But of course the ferries have got much better since then, so that's another choice, is, you know, fly into Athens and maybe go off and do a little bit of island hopping if you're a couple or stuff like that. Families, I probably wouldn't recommend it, dragging prams and kids and everything else that goes with it. Again, the French campsites. I was chatting to Caroline, our receptionist there, whose husband is French, and she was just telling me all about the French campsites. It's a great option because you can get the ferry and then you're off your thing and off you go. And she was saying it's not like, you know, you think of the campsites, you know, all those years ago. They have beautiful, like, sort of little mini villas and lodges with air conditioning. And again, there's great activities there for the kids as well. So you can leave the kids off and you can have a little glass of vino blanco at lunchtime with the missus or whatever. So that's again, hugely popular. What has come up sort of again, I was listening on the radio there this morning myself as well. If you're booking your holidays or booking something, make sure you book your parking immediately because there's going to be huge problems again with parking.
Oh, no.
It's back again. Well, they don't have the capacity. That's the unfortunate thing. But I've said to people before, there's also a great service, Dublin Coach from Dundrum, and it brings you to the airport in 45 minutes along the M50, one stop at the Red Cow. So, you know, maybe park in Dundrum or something like that if you're coming from Wicklow or further afield. Or the other popular one as well is the Carlton Hotel at Dublin Airport. They do the stay, park and fly. So you can, if you're on a red-eye flight, overnight stay and you get your 7 nights parking, and it's done as a package deal. And again, you can book that online as well. So anyway, I think all the families and everyone's looking forward to sort of getting away. I'm flying out myself this Sunday, red eye. Looking forward to it, Declan. Yeah, heading down to friends in Estepona and then doing a little bit of travelling around, probably go up to Malaga City. I know we always have this conversation. I'm probably boring listeners with it, but, you know, when you fly into Malaga, it's so worth going to Malaga City for a night and just experience the whole sort of nightlife and the buzz in Malaga City. And then head down to Costa del Sol to the lovely beaches. Well, there's beaches in Malaga City as well. But
I mean, you drive and get a bus. I mean, Malaga to Fuengirola on a train and then a bus down. Is that what you do?
That's a really good way of doing it. Yeah, I've got a friend who has a place in Fuengirola as well, and she always gets a train down. She's just a couple of minutes from there, or if you're staying in Fuengirola. But I suppose the other option is they do a really good coach service. I think it's about €12, and it goes from Malaga Airport, it stops off at Marbella, and it brings you down to Estepona. So if you're thinking of further down there, and of course you have beautiful areas down there as well, if you're a couple heading off, Sota Grande is an amazing place as well. You know, you can get further on down there, or of course you do have Marbella, where the rich and famous go, and of course the Porta Banus, where you see nothing but Rolls Royces and Ferraris. And not our scene, Declan. We want the €1
Definitely not mine.
We want the €1 pints if we can get them. tricky enough to get them now down in Spain, you know. But I've heard Dave Harrington, who works here, gets the odd little 150 pints when he's away down in his beautiful Spanish resorts and stuff like that. So anyway,
very good.
Everyone's getting included there today. So
well, listen, enjoy yourself.
Looking forward to it, yeah. I'll be back and reporting.
Do some research on our behalf.
I will for sure, Declan. Great stuff.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Great
stuff. Joe Supple, the holiday doc. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Declan.
Okay.